Okay, so we're on Daf Nun tonight. I'll begin a few lines from the bottom. I'm 10 of days 49b, page 98. So the Gemara says three lines from the bottom. Ahu gavra d'zabel nechse, a certain person sold off all of his nechasim. Nechasim means real property. He sold off all his real property, with his intent, which he did not articulate, that he's going to make aliyah. But at the time that he sold it, he didn't say anything to anybody. Amarava, and then he didn't make Aliyah. So now he wants his property back. So Amarava, Abidvarm. That's nice that he wants it back, but he never said it. It's Dvarm Shulev, something he thought. Something he think doesn't mean anything. It doesn't count as anything. All right, let's look at the Tosfos, the second Tosfos on Mem Tetem Beis. It says Dvarm Shulev in Dvarim, Mashpadavkamishkam Shilpirish Dvarav. It sounds like the reason it's nothing is because he didn't, spell everything out. Avon Pirish Devarav Lahed Yivimar B'Shana Mecher Shu Mokram L'Fishur Sel Lechel Eretz Yisrael Havimecher Batel. It sounds like if he would have just said, "I'm selling this because I'm planning to go to Eretz Yisrael," that would have been enough. He says, "V'kasha Amai Ha'Bayin T'nai Kaful." The halacha is you need a T'nai Kaful, a double stipulation when you do anything. V'Rei Lo Hitna Hashim Lo Yalech Lo Yikema Mekach. He didn't say. I mean, if he the same that he would have made is if I go to Israel, this is a valid a claim, a valid sale. If I don't go, it's not a valid sale. But the implication is that that's not necessary. Rashbam Pirish Gabi Etrog. I'm not lahatzir zero. So the Rashbam explains the one learns that an etrog, which we're just coming off on the heels now. So if I give you my etrog, and I said this is your etrog. We're on a manat lahasir in condition that you give it back to me. So then, if you give it back to me, you're yotzei. Yafagav zebein and tnai kaful. And even though there's a halacha, normally you need a tnai kaful. How do you mean to be Easter? According to the Rashbam, tnai kaful is only necessary if something relates to Easter, like Easter v'heter. We'll see in a minute. He go and hitkachli manat shtitni my time zuz. He says like be mekadesh to me in condition that you give me 200 zuz. V'chein beget adkin shmul begit to the shchivni ra. He says, "Where's the Aleph? Im lo meiti lo yeh get. Im meiti get. If I don't die, this is not a get. If I do die, this will be a get." He says, "There was a person's like looks like he's in dire straits, and he gives the get. If I die, this is your get. If I don't die, it's not the debt. That's Easter v'heter." Back in the Tosfos, so Baba Mama on lo bein tonight kaful. According to the Rashbam, if it's just money and this is money, also I don't need tonight kaful. But Tosfos says v'lon here. That's like here means shine. I don't like that pshat. Doesn't sound sensible. Where do we know Tanai Kaful? We know from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven that was a commercial matter. The Omer Ri, this is the important part in Tosfos. The Omer Ri, the Sarich Lachalik V'Lomar, Yish Dvarim She'enam Tzrichim Tanai Kaful, El Gilui Milta. He says you don't always need a Tanai Kaful. In other words, some things you just need a Gilui Milta, just an expression as to why you're doing it. Then on Saturday, the day to Haki Abid, that like in other words, we understand this is why he's doing it. And then there are some things that don't even require Gilui Milta. It's like self understood that that's why he's doing it. Kigon Ahida Kotev Kol Achasav LaChayrim Shmai Sheish Lo Ben. He wrote up a shtar. He's giving all his property to other people, and then he hears that he has a son. So he didn't realize he had a son. Shahamatana Batela. So the gift is Batel. Obviously, we take it as a given. He wouldn't give away all his property if he knew he had a son. But a kotev kol kasav leishto, or a person, says he's giving all his property to his wife, lo asai lo patropa, that only means she's an administrator. In other words, he wasn't going to cut out his children. So similarly here, in other words, so Tosfos is saying in this instance, he just needs a Gilui Milta. In other words, if he would say, I'm planning to go to Israel, that's why I'm selling it, whatever, that would be enough. And then some things, you don't even need a Gilui Milta. So you have three things. Sometimes you need a Tanai Kaful, sometimes you need a Gilui Milta, and sometimes you don't even need anything. So the Chora, it sounds like by the Astro, you just need a Gilui Milta, and everybody understands what's going on with that. That's it. Okay, any questions, comments, listening we did so far?
Yeah, when do you need a T'nai Kaful? Under what circumstances?
Yeah, so from Tosfos, it sounds like it's more you always need a Tanai Kaful unless it seems like he doesn't. You have to kind of divvy it up. He's saying there are certain things that we understand. Like in other words, like he doesn't. It's you don't have to spell out everything because we understand what's coming off. So I don't know if I have rules of the road, but that's what Tosfos is setting forth for us. All right, now let's take a look back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says on the bottom line, and I'll the Rabbaha. So where does Rabbah know this din? And the Gemara is going to bring five different proofs and who gets the right proof. And that's the way Rabbi Levu had said five proofs. Okay, so Rabbaha. Maybe it knows it from the following. Now, Tadan is usually a Mishnah, but here it means a Brisa. And we had a couple of Daf and Go, also the same turn of phrase. It was almost the same location on the Daf, where again it also said Tadan. But Tadan, you know, can sometimes mean it was a well known Brisa. So he says, Meha Tadan, in other words, like Tadan can mean a well known statement of the Tanaim. So typically a Mishnah, but sometimes a Brisa. He says, Ilay Meha Tadan, top line. Yakrivoto, so it says at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Yakrivoto will make a kofinoto. Means that if a person made a neder to bring a korban, so we'll force him, we'll coerce him to bring the korban. Yehovah al korfo, I might think against his will. Tamalomar the ritzono, but the pasuk says it has to be with his free will. Akeitzad kofinoto hashmo rotzani. We force him until he says, I want to do it. It says, Vama, now that's the Mishnah, or the Braisa. So Vamai, I believe in lonichale, but in his heart, he doesn't want to bring it. So he says, El la, we should bring them, devarim, shulei, venim, devarim. Is it not that we say, we don't care what you're thinking, what you say, what you do, is that's the key thing. So you say, I want to bring it, and you're bringing it. So devarim, shulei, venim, devarim. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Vidil mashani hatam, tadan sade, denichle, bekapara. Maybe it's not the same over there. Maybe indeed inside he really does want to bring it, even though like he's somewhat resistant, but it means the person deep down really does want to bring a korban because he wants to get the kapara, he wants to get the atonement from it. So it's not muhrak over there, the dvarm shalei vena dvarm. We're around line six on daf nun amud aleph. Okay, so elami seifa. So rather the Gemara says this would be the second proof. So elami seifa, we're going to try to bring a proof for Rava from the seifa of that same baraisa. B'chena tamotzei b'giti nashim shukri avadim. You see the same thing by a get with a woman or shukri for an eved tnani. There are times that we force the man to divorce his wife. Sometimes we force the master to free the slave. He says, but in his heart, he doesn't want to do it. So what we're forcing him. So apparently we're disregarding whatever he's thinking. Is it not that so the Gemara says on the second white line, maybe that's also different. Maybe since there's a mitzvah to listen to the Divrei Chachamim, so he deep down he wants to listen to the Chachamim. Every Jew, like Rabbi Yehuda Gray, Sefer on the Brach would say, there's a pinful yid. So the Jew really wants to be on the right path with the Chachamim. Okay, so those are two ostensible proofs. They both went by the wayside. So El Amar of Yosef Mehacha. So Yosef says, third wide line, here's our third ostensible proof. Hamekadosh Isha V'Amar, a person was Makadish, a woman, he gave her a Kedushin, and he said, I thought she was about Kohen. He didn't say anything. I thought she was about Kohen, and it turns out she's about Levi. Or Levi, I'm going to say, Kohen, or I thought she was about Levi, and she was about Kohen. Aniya, Varia Shira, I thought she was poor, she's loaded. Ashira, Varia Aniya, I thought she was loaded, but she's destitute. Mikudeshet, in all those cases, the Mishnah says that he's Mikudeshet, Neshlo Hitato. She did not mislead him. This is what he's thinking, but she didn't say anything one way or another. Yamai, Haka Amar Ksabariti. Why should he be Mikudeshet? He was thinking A, he got B. He says, Ella Misham Devrin, Dvarm Shalay Vein Dvarm. Is it not that we see the Dvarm Shalay? We don't care what you're thinking. This is what you said, and you're tough luck. So Amar Li Abaye. So that was Rav Yosef's third proof. The third proof was from Rav Yosef. So Abaye, who's Rav Yosef's Talmud, said, "Dilma Shani Hatam Dilu Chumra." Perhaps that we misunderstood that Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is just saying we have to be choshesh that maybe they are mikudeshet, not that it's definitely that they are. Meaning, let's look at Rashi, the fourth wide line upstairs. Shani Hatam Dilu Chumra Kolomar Ikalamimar Dahadatani Mikudeshet Lachumra Kaamar Shini Muter Lacher Beloget. It means if she wants to marry somebody else, she needs to get from the first person who did this kiddushin. Aval kiddushin gemurin lo habu lebatel kiddushin acherim shli paspa. The litmus test is if somebody else gives her kiddushin, is that something or nothing? So I can't say it's nothing. He says sheim ba acher bekitshet shri could get off misheni. So maybe it's just to be on the safe side. We're saying in achinami she's mekudeshet, but it doesn't mean we're 100% convinced of that. So now back on the Gemara, line 8. So Elamar Abaye, this is our fourth ostensible proof. We're closing in on the final proof. Elamar Abaye Mehacha. Now this is from the last mission that we did yesterday. This is where the man says to the woman, you're Mikudesha to me. Aminat, let's say, Shibeti Karov Lamerchatz. On condition that my house is close to the bathhouse. And the house is really far away from the bathhouse. And the woman says, you know what? I didn't know about it at the time, but if you would have told me, I would have said, Nishkefer Lech, I don't care. I don't care. But notwithstanding that, Hina Mikudesha, she's not Mikudesha. Yamai Haka Amrili Biaya. But she's saying, in my heart, it didn't make a difference to me. So we see Dvarim Shulei Beinam Dvarim. Vidilma Shani Hatam, he came into Atne Lab Kukamina to Akra Lotznoi. Maybe that's a different case. Since he makes this stipulation and he says, you're Mikudesha to me on condition that my house is close to Merchatz, this is one example, and it wasn't that way, so maybe we do require in that instance like a corrective tonight. She should say, you know, be Mikadesh me again and say something correct. But it doesn't necessarily mean that Dvar Mishleiv Einam Dvarim. Maybe there where he had this whole Tanai, then you know the Dvarim can't overcome a Tanai. But Ella Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, so rather Rav Chiya Bar Avin says, Uvda Hava Bei Rav Chista. There was an incident that came up in the base medrash of Rav Chista that turned on this issue of Dvar Mishleiv. Rav Chista Bei Rav Huna. Rav Chista brought it to the base medrash of Rav Huna for disposition. Upashtua Meha. And they were able to, you know, determine the answer. From, in other words, like could have been something like the way Rav Leibowitz was saying, like the person selling land and he intended to go to Israel and he didn't say anything to anybody. So they were able to determine from the following Mishnah. This is din by Me'ila. If a person says to his shliach, I want you to bring the money that's in the window, and it turns out the money in the window is hekdesh money. Or bring me the money, it could be duska, it could be a chest, it could be a pouch. He says, Behebilo, and then now remember by Meila, that's the exception. You normally right. Normally there's no shliach for Barbeira, but by Meila there is a shliach for Barbeira. Behebilo, and then the shliach brings him the money. Afa pishamar balabayit, even though the balabas says lo hayali belibi ela alzeh, he says in other words, the money in the window. Let's say there were 5 pouches of money in the window. So you brought me one that was hekdesh. I didn't have that one in mind. You brought me not the one I had in mind. Kimen shevilo mizeh balabayit mal. So he brought him the hekdesh money. So that's attributable to the balabas. Yamai haka'amar b'libi, but he said that wasn't what I intended. Is it not because we say dvarim shleiv einam dvarim? Now this is going to be the proof, but the Gemara is going to have some questions on this proof before it goes through. So we think we have a proof that dvarim shleiv einam dvarim. We don't care what you were thinking. This is what you said, and he brought it. And so you're chayev, and means he's chayev. He has to bring Korban Me'ilah, and he has to bring Karen Mechomish. He's got to get back to Hekdesh. The correct. The Dilma Shani Hatam, the Mitznar Nafshei, Mi Korban Ka'ati. So the Gemara says, maybe it's different over there. Maybe we don't believe what he says. In other words, you're assuming that Dvar Mishleiv Einam Dvarim. Maybe Dvar Mishleiv are Dvarim, but we think he's lying. In other words, he's making it up. He says, I didn't mean that. You know, it's like the criminal defendant's going to get rid of what it means. He says, so the Gemara says, where's the Aleph and the Bach? He says, if he was going to lie, he's got an easier lie that he could have said. He could have said, Mezid Hava, I was bemezid. Now, Mezid is not Chayav a Korban, so that would help him out a little bit. What, one second. So, Migo is, Migo, or sort of, was, Migo is against
I thought it was Amigo also.
Okay, that sounds like you're on the right path. So he says here. So the Gemara says, "Lo avit inish tamash fei nafshi rishiyim." He says, "No, to say that he's mazed, he's saying I'm a rasha. Nobody wants to say I'm a rasha." Okay, please let us be silent. Wait till I pose. Okay. So he says here, "Lo avit inish tamash fei nafshi rasha." That's not something. If he had a better lie, that wouldn't be the lie he would say. I don't want to say like I'm, you know, machal Shabbos or something like that. So the Gemara says, "Well, he has another lie he could have said." Havli lomar. This karti, he could have said, after the shliach left, before he got the money, I remembered that it was hekdesh, and so now he's off the hook. He says the Tanya, we learn, and then here is question five. The Tanya, we learn the brisa. This kar balabayit, if the balabas remembers that it's hekdesh, blown his kar shliach, and the shliach didn't remember it, and then the shliach takes it, shliach mal. But the meila is attributable to the shliach. So indeed, if he wanted to lie, he had a lie that he could have said, which was mizkarti. But since he doesn't say that, and instead he says that that's not the pouch that I intended him to take, but we're disregarding that claim, even though it seems, you know, truthful. So we see that Dvarim Shalev, Einam Dvarim. Okay? Now, let me just do a few more lines, and I'll pause. We'll summarize a little bit, and we'll go forward. He says, Ahu Gavra is Abnilam Nechsei Adai to the Meisachal Arad Yisrael. This is a similar case we had at the beginning of the Sugya. A certain person sold off for his real property with intent to go to Eretz Yisrael. Salik below Itarle. He went, below Itarle, it didn't work out for him. He says, Rashi says, below Itar, he couldn't live there, or either there was not a mizonot, like enough. The economic situation wasn't such that he felt he could live there, or he didn't find a dira, he didn't find a place to live there, he came back. So now he comes back, he wants his property back. Can he get the property back? Amarava called the Salik the Daitan Medarhu, Bahalo Itarle. He says, anybody who leaves Israel is his intent to live there. He wasn't able to live there, so indeed he could void the sale. So here it's a little bit different. One second. Yeah, in this case, right. In this case, you have to say that he articulated that. Okay, so Ika de Amri, others say, Adai to the Mesa, Rahasalik play. Others want to say, Pon Faker. He was selling it with intent to make Aliyah, and he went. So he cannot void the sale. So we're to the show note. Okay, now, Ahu Gavra is Abnino Nedechsei, Adai to the Mesa to Eretz Israel. Person sold his property with intent to make Aliyah Eretz Israel, Lesof Lo Salik, and in the end he didn't go. So now he wants his property back. Am Ravashi, Yibai Salik. Ravashi says, look, if he wanted to go, he could go. So he's up a creek. Yigad Amri, Yibai Lo Salik. If he wanted to go, could he not go? So my Benai, what's the difference with these two? The show note. So again, the person sold his property with intent to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't make Aliyah, but he wants his property back. So Rav Ashi says in the first Lashon, Yibai Salik, if he wanted to, he could go. So he can't avoid the sale. And the second Lashon says, if he wanted to, could he not go? So my Binai, what's the difference to the show note? Ika Binai of Dedelin Own Sub Orecha. Nachmin of the show note would be, let's say he hears there's an Ones on the way, meaning, let's say there are robbers along the route to Eretz Yisrael. Let's take a look at Rashi. The last Rashi, the five lines before gets wide. Eli on Saba Orecha, Shemashu Listim Baderech, Lishna Kama, Luadrinan Zvine. So according to the first Lashon, we're not going to avoid the sale. The Haki Kamar, the Ebay the Mitrach, Ladure, Bata Shearta, Habasalik. In other words, the first Lashon is Ebay Salik. If he wanted to, we could go. In other words, in Akinami, it's hard to get to Eretz with Route A. But if you take Route B, you know, you get there. You take a different route, you'll get there. So then you can't void the sale. But he says, Ulishna Batra de Kamatama et Mue, Umashra Shlo Yalu Shum Ikov. The second Lashon Rashi says, sounds like there was no impediment for him going to Gal Yisrael. Like, I don't exactly see how he sees in the words, but Rashi, but it, the Gemara says, Ibai Lo Salik, if he wanted to, could he not have gone? So there's no impediment. If there's some impediment, so then it does void the sale. Okay, let's just summarize a little bit, and then we'll talk some things out, and then that will be it. One second. All right, so the general topic we've been discussing is Dvarim Shvilei. If a person, you know, does a commercial transaction, and he's thinking one thing in his mind, but he doesn't articulate it, is that in any way binding on the other party to the transaction? So Rava says, Dvarim Shvilei, Einam Dvarim. What do you think? It's nice what you think, but it has no application. Went through Tosfos. Tosfos says, some things you need a Tanai Kaful for, some things you just need a Gilui Milta, and some things you don't even need to articulate because everybody understands it. But in this case, he needs, it sounds like from the Bali Tosfos, here we need a Gilui Milta. If you're going to Israel, you need a Gilui Milta. And the Gemara ended up bringing the Praya, Hadam Dvarim Shvilei, Einam Dvarim. So we know it from the Din by Me'ila, that if the... If the person instructs the shliach to take the money and he says, no, I intended for a different pouch, he, the b'shaleach, is still on the line for it, even though he said, I intended a different pouch, but dvarim shaleach, ain't dvarim. Okay, then at the last part of the Gemara, we discuss the person who is going to make Aliyah, and here it's a little different, and is where he's expressing his intention. So it's different than the first case. Here, the person, he's making Aliyah. He sells his property, and he says, "I'm selling the property because I'm planning to make Aliyah." And then he doesn't make Aliyah. So, in the first case, he makes Aliyah, comes back, this doesn't go. He couldn't find a place to live there, or there weren't enough mizonot there, or whatever. So the question is getting back. So the first case where he couldn't make a go of it in Eretz Yisrael. So some say that he can void it, and some say that he cannot. And then we had the other case where the person that said, "I'm selling this, I'm planning to go to Eretz Yisrael," and he never went. So we had two lashonot. So if he never went and he just decided not to go, too bad, so sad for him. But then if he didn't go and the issue was that there's some onus on the derech, so then that's talui in two lashonos whether he can void the sale or not. Okay, now let me just do a few lines here and that'll be it. Now, one second, we have Tanai Kapul and Tosas. Just one second, Tosas the whole thing. Now, please wait a minute to talk, okay? The Chidush HaGranat, that's of Naftali Trapp, he answered to this question. So he's working with the question given by Tosfos, so we need a Tanai Kafur. So Tosfos gave the answer, you don't need a Tanai Kafur. That was Tosfos' answer. So he said, the Chidush HaGranat, in answer to this question, explains that if one sells his property in order to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he's prevented from moving, he can withdraw from the sale because it is deemed a Mekat Taut, a sale conducted under a mistaken assumption, not merely because the condition of sale was not satisfied. In other words, if I couldn't go, he says the case is compared to one who purchases a cow for plowing and discovers that the cow is not fit for that purpose. The buyer can void the sale even though he did not attach a formal stipulation at the time of the sale, because he could claim it is a Mekat Taut since he did not receive the item that he sought to purchase. In this case, too, the seller can avoid the sale, can void the sale by claiming that it was sold under the mistaken assumption that he would be able to successfully move to Eretz Yisrael. That's where, you know, he couldn't move to Eretz Yisrael. The Kedushin Granat explains that a person cannot use the claim as a taut unless his expectations were well known. If the seller failed to mention his plans to move to Eretz Yisrael, then those plans lack halachic significance due to the principle of the relating to the bar. So that there he agrees. It's where he's expressing himself. He says, and the seller cannot void. This case is similar to one who buys a cow for plowing in a location where it is uncommon to use a cow for plowing. If the buyer does not specify, okay, we got the idea of this. Okay, so he wants to say, the Chidush HaGranat are really saying that if I'm selling it and with intent to go to Eretz Yisrael, and I mention that, and then I'm not able to go, so it's like a Mekach Taus, is what he's saying. It's like a Mekach Taus. It's like, you know, I bought a cow for plowing, and it's not fit for that purpose. So here he's selling it, the whole thing. Okay, who's the question comes to us? I think we did.
Can you go over the Me'ila case again? That
which case?
The Me'ila case where it shifts to the Baal HaBayit Ma'al.
Okay. Here's us too. So
there's no aveira for the shlichus.
Okay. Listen. So you have a Baal HaBayit. Let's take a simple case. Let's not a complicated case. The Baal HaBayit, go take money I have in my closet and buy a shirt for me. And the money, it turns out to be hekdesh money. No, not this case. I'm giving you a different case. Okay. I'm doing my own case. Okay. So he tells somebody, take the money in the closet, go buy a shirt from me. And it turns out to be hekdesh money. So that's attributable to the Baal HaBayit. He has to bring a korban me'ila and pay a keren chomesh to the hekdesh. You got that so far?
Oh, yes. Wait.
Okay.
Yes.
Just answer my question. Okay. Now, next case. The case in the Gemara is that he says to his servant, go take the money, which is in the window, and bring it to me, whatever, and use it for other purposes. And then he brings the money, and the Baal HaBayit says, I didn't mean that money. I didn't mean the money in that purse. I meant the money in the other purse. So the Gemara says, that's the Barim Shabalev. It's nice. He meant that. He didn't say it. He said, bring the money in the window. That's the money he brought. So you're chayav from Me'ila. So that's a proof that Devarim Shmulev, Einam Devarim.
Okay.
I got to move on. Everybody okay?
Right, thank you.
Now, next Mishnah. Okay, we're around 20 lines to the bottom on Nun Amad Aleph. Okay, my Nathan. Ha'omer l'shlucho, tzei b'kaddish l'isha p'loni v'makom p'loni. If the person says to a shliach, go me b'kaddish l'isha p'loni in Bjorn Hills. And then he's b'kaddish the woman in She's not Mekudeshet. In other words, he's only authorized to be Kaddish Nisha under the circumstances that he, the husband, or the groom, you know, specifies. The groom is going to say that he may be makpid on the place because he wants it in a place where people will say good things about him, not say bad things about him. He says, but if he says, and she's in Kew Garden Hills, and then he finds Sarachal in Great Neck, then she's Mekadesh. He's just Mara Makom, just showing where he would be. Gemara, which is not an Abigami Gittin, we have the same Mishnah in reference to Gittin. If a man says, this is just the opposite end of the equation, he says, give a get to my wife in Makom Ploni, and it's Hanalama Komacher. And instead, I said, give a get to my wife, she's in Kew Garden Hills. Instead, he finds his wife in Great Neck. So they get there, it's Pasul. Arayim Makom Ploni, because she's in Kew Garden Hills, but it's Hanalama Komacher Kasher. Okay, it was necessary for the Tana to teach me both Mishnah. We need to teach the Mishnah here, Masech Kiddushin, and the Mishnah Masech Gid. Diyash Min Gabi Kiddushin, if he would only teach me here the Mishnah Masech Kiddushin, the Makom to the Kurva Ka'ati, so there, circumstances are he wants to bring her in. He wants to, you know, to close the deal with this woman. So he may feel in location A, where I'm telling you to make Kiddushin, the people like me and they won't say anything disparaging about me. In the other place, they don't like me, they say negative things about me. So in case this woman, let's say before she accepts Kiddushin, wants to ask somebody, what are you doing with this guy or whatever, I like it to be in that place. So he's not it. About God getting to the Rachok Ka'ati, when it comes to being a get, he's like getting rid of the woman, so to speak, or terminating the relationship. So he doesn't care where it would be. That's what I would have thought if he didn't spell it out. Yes, we got a gavershin, and if the town would only teach me this thing by gavershin, then I would think. In this location where he's saying divorce the woman, he doesn't mind being disgraced. It's somewhat like a disgrace, like divorce. You know, Reuven divorced his wife, Sarah Rachel, the whole thing. So in this place, nobody knows me. I'm happy with it. The other place, it's where I daven. That's where I go to shul. I don't want the whole olam, you know, to know what's going on with me. He says, about Gabi Kiddushin, Eimel Lewis, by the way, Kiddushin, I would say, simply doesn't care, Sricha. So Srichu says, I need both Mishnah. Okay, who's a question comes to us, anything to do so far? What? Because I want to finish the daft tonight. Okay, now. 10 lines from the bottom. Next Mishnah, everybody good. Okay, Manithin, Amakadish Isha, Amanach Inalina Dharm. If Prince is Makadish a woman, on condition that she, you pass the time, on condition that she doesn't have Nadarim on top of her, she doesn't have Neda for this or the other, you know, he says, the Nimsul and Nadarim, then as soon as he gets married, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do this, I can't do that, she got this Neda, that, the other Neda, ain't a Mekadesh. She's not Mekadesh. The Tanai was. That you know, you need, I don't want an Isha who's not drowning. You got to do all these Nadarim. Tinsa Stam, let's say he was Mekadesh or Stam, he didn't say anything. The Nimsul and Nadarim, and it turns out she's got a zillion Nadarim on her. There, we assume that the average man would not want to be married to a woman who has all these nadarim, so she has to divorce her. It is a valid kiddushin, but he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. He says it's like a mekach taus, basically. He says, well, I shouldn't say that, but I let me take that back. So teisei shlo b'ktuba. Give me one second. So he's going to divorce her, right? He says, but he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. All right, we'll see in a minute. He says here in the footnote said that based on ration, marriage is based on false pretenses. But it doesn't have the effect of nullifying the marriage. In other words, he says, the rabbis were concerned that he might have intended to marry her, whether or not she was under vows, based on the observation that they did not specify anything about it. In other words, generally speaking, people don't want to have it, but since he didn't specify, we can't be 100% sure. So he's got to give her a get, but he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Okay, back in the Mishnah, he says, well, one sentence, a second. He says, let's say he stipulates I'm a kaddish, but I don't want any like blemishes, things like that. Since the nimsu b'mumin, then he gets married, he gets all these mumin on her. Ain't a mekudeshet. Kinsa stam, if he marries her without specifying, within super woman, again, he finds a woman. So the typical man would not want woman. Again, we assume we're koshesh on the bottom level. So really, it's mecha taus. Really, shouldn't need to even give her a get. But we're koshesh since he didn't specify. Maybe he didn't care about the woman. But we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But we have to give him a get. But teitzei shlo b'ktuba. Shekol mumen apostle b'kohen and apostle b'nashim. All the mumen that would pass a coin for a voter would pass a woman. Don't you see the Rashi on this? On the third white line of Rashi, he says banitin. Because he says, I don't want a woman who always the darim, or whether she makes the darim. About dita bayimi devrayim, but Rashi says he needs to get on a drabana level, bespake from safek, came to parish, since he didn't specify, I'm marrying you, that I just need to always the darim, maybe he did have a mind that I'd run it. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara and then we'll pause.
But why did she lose the ketubah?
We're not pausing yet. Now, so the Gemara says we learn almost the identical Mishnah in the Masechet Ketubos. He says, so how come I have the Mishnah repeated in Masechet Ketubos and here in Kedushin again? He says, so over here in Masechet Kedushin, he teaches it because he wants to teach it then by the Kedushin. If he says that I'll marry you, you know, with Zai, you don't have Darim, then and she has a Darim, so then that's no marriage. But Hatam, Ketubot is so he teaches the din of Ketubot. That's because he's teaching me the din of the Kiddushin. Then there was the second case is he didn't say anything in case of Narim, Tei Shlob Ketubah. So he's throwing the Ketubah issue because of the Kiddushin issue. Hatam, Ketubot is Tzrichalei. Over there, he wants to teach me the din of the halakha with the Ketubah. He says, Tana Kiddushin, not to Ketubot. So he teaches Kiddushin because of Ketubot. Okay, what do you got me for?
Why, if it's stam and he didn't specify, I don't want a nadranit or I don't want a balat mum, why does she lose the ketubah?
Yeah, because we assume that the average man would not want this. And Mela, it's really not a marriage. And Mela, so she's not entitled to the ketubah. It's like a mecha
because
taus.
She didn't come forward and say, well, by the way, I have these outstanding nadarim or mumim.
Like the typical person is like, you know, like it's like I contract you to buy it. I don't mean it's like in a bad way. Let me say something else. Let's say I contract you to buy a horse, and I get the horse that has three legs. So you didn't stipulate the horse has to have four legs. I said, horse.
But there you didn't see the horse. Here you saw the horse.
No, but
the woman.
No, but it's saying like let's say she's got woman. I don't know what woman she's got. She's all covered over. I don't know what the darm she's got, and then everything comes up. So it's like a mecha taus. So he doesn't know anything. Doesn't even technically need to give a get. But we're choshesh, maybe, possibly, since he didn't specify, maybe he didn't care. But we think that you know, most likely he does mind. But just to be on the safe side, we make him give a get.
Okay, and what happens in the reverse?
With what?
If he has the nedarim, or if he has the mumen, why would that not be a case of mecha taus?
Yeah, so the only thing, so she doesn't know what she's, I'm not sure about that. The Gemara had earlier, one second. So let me hold
on. And I'm not
that.
Meaning to be difficult.
No. One second. We had earlier, let's say, the Mishnah, one second. We had line of Mishnah with both ways when we were earlier. One second. Yeah. So in the previous Mishnah on Memtenu Beis, where he misrepresented something, she's not Kudeshet, and then the Gemara says, V'chein hi shehi tato. And similarly, it goes if she misleads him. So that sounds like that halacha would be the same. In other words, he's Mekadish her, he makes a representation, I have an older daughter, whatever can help out. He doesn't, not Kudeshet. And also, if she says that I have, you know, an older daughter that will help out or something like that, then it would be grounds on both. Now, you want to say that, let's say, I don't know the answer 100% with your question, Bern, and I got to put it on the side. Okay, what do you want to say, Daniel? Go ahead.
Earlier on, we were concerned that he goes and gives a kiddushin or he's in the wrong place. Shema, they like him, they don't like him. End of the day, they either got married and she said yes, to either they get, I mean,
yeah. No. What happens in the end is not concerning us. What was the authority authority of the shliach. Was the shliach authorized to do the act that he did? So it could be that a man is makpid. When I say I want you to be kaddish in this place, I mean dafka that place, not any other place. Okay, now two lines from the bottom. I have to run because I want to finish the daf tonight. Okay, two lines from the bottom. Okay, manitin. I'm a kaddish day nashim b'shavaputa. We have three cases in this Mishnah. First is a man is mekadesh two women with a shav pruta. He wants to get, you know, the discount deal. In other words, two women for one pruta. He says, oh, isha ha'pacham shav pruta, or one woman for less than a shav pruta. Is real spendthrift. Okay, now is apopi shishalach sivlono lachar mikan. Now sivlonot are gifts that a husband sends to the wife after the kiddushin, typically food. Even though he sends sivlonot, all these gifts afterwards, turn page, ain't a mekudeshet. She's not mekudeshet. Shemachmat kiddushin rishon shlach. In other words, we don't say that he was trying to give subsequent kiddushin with a sivlo note. It's just he's assuming that it's mekudeshet, and here's a sivlo note. B'chein katan shekidesh. And similarly, a katan, if a katan is mekudeshet nisha, obviously it's nothing. And then he became a gadol, and he sent a sivlo note. We don't say these are new kiddushin, the sivlo note. Okay, so we have three cases in the Mishnah. One, he's getting the two for one, like the two women for a pruta. The other is one woman for less than a pruta, the katan shehig deal. So Gemara, it was necessary for the Tana to teach me all three cases. The Yeshmin and Shava pruta, he only taught me case one, two women for one pruta. I did the kanafik mamonimine tai. I would say he actually believes that they're both mekudeshet. In other words, he's not giving sivlonot in a way to be like corrective kiddushin. He's under the misapprehension that a pruta, he doesn't know all the dinim, but a pruta does kiddushin. Pruta can do, I think, two women also. So one pruta for both of them. About pachot mishava pruta, but if he only had that case, and then I would think if he gave less than a shava pruta, ema, yodeyashin kiddushin tofsim pachot mishava pruta, then if the Mishnah did not mention that case, I would say a typical person knows that you can't have kiddushin less than a shava pruta, but he comes shatter siblonot, and that's the kiddushin comes shatter. So when he's sending the siblonot, that's to be like an additional kiddushin because he realized the first kiddushin weren't good. B'yeshmin and Hanitarte, and if Tana taught me the first two cases, Mishum Debein Prut Lepachot Mishum Prut Lekim Lehulinshi. I'd say that people don't know how to distinguish between a pruta less than a pruta. In other words, even if they know it would require pruta, I don't know. This is where the pruta is. We're worth half a pruta. You know, very base. He says Aval Katan Shekidesh. But a katan is makadesh, I call yodin shen kiddushin katan klom. So I'd say everybody knows that a katan can't be makadesh in Isha. He says, Ema ki kamashet sivlono. So when this katan now gets an older and he sends sivlono to his intended bride, a dait to kiddushin kamashadar. So I would say, you know, he means the sivlono, taka, he means it as kiddushin, kamashwalan. So the Tana teaches me that's not the way. And Mela, the sivlono are a nullity in all of them. You know, there's a halacha like by Shalach Manos that a man shouldn't send Shalach Manos to a woman if the woman's not married, because people will say it's sivlonot. In other words, that he's like got married to her and he's a sivlonot. Sivlonot are the gifts of food that people send. All right. Any questions comes to us? Anything I did so far?
Maybe he had in mind he's going to put a deposit and then use the rest of it to be sure to put up.
Well, the Mishnah says not this way. Okay, that's the way we're heading here. Okay? All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, now. All right, now, we're line 10 on Nunam Beis. V'chein amar Rabba, koshin l'sivlono. Now, this is a different case that Rabba is talking about. He says, one second. Yeah. Now, the fifth narrow line in Rashi, koshin l'sivlono, misha shidech be'isha, v'nitratza. It's talking about you have a couple, and they've been discussing marriage, and they agree to get married. Like they said, they're engaged. The Kanav Shalach Sivlonot to Edom, and then he sends her Sivlonot, which are these gifts, typically of food, with witnesses. Choshen Shema Kiddushin. So according to Rabbi, I have to be Choshen, maybe it's Kiddushin. In the Kachala Acher, so you get Menarishon. So if she gets Kiddushin from somebody too, she has to get a get from the first person. So now let's see back in the Gemara. The Chenam Rabbi Choshen the Sivlonot. So this is a different case. Is a couple that's been discussing marriage. They agreed to get married, and then the groom, sends the bride sivlono, not kiddushin sivlono, but he sends it with edim. So we have to be choshesh. Maybe this is the kiddushin. So I'm a rabba umochin ashmaitin. So Rabba says, I'm going to ask a question against myself from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that we just did afal pishu shalach sivlono la charmikan Ena Mekudeshet. The Mishnah says that even though he sent Sivlonot, she's not Mekudeshet. In other words, he did the defective Kiddushin. So it sounds like Sivlonot are not Kiddushin. So that's a kasha against me. Rab is asking a question against himself. So Amalei Abaye, Hatam Kedekatani Taima. Over there, the Sivlonot are nothing, because the Mishnah says, Shemach Kiddushin Rishonim Shalach. In other words, where he gave something which looks like color of Kiddushin, he is acting under the misapprehension of this Kiddushin, so the Sivlonot are just Sivlonot. But where he didn't give Kiddushin, and now he's giving Sivlonot, where they gave him some Koshesh, so maybe that's the Kiddushin. All right, again, Rabbah says, if you have, I need your full attention, okay? Rabbah says, if you have a couple, they're engaged to be married, and he sends. Right, in other words, like what we call engagement, you know, they got engagement, not Kiddushin. And he sends her Sivlonot. Rabbi says you have to be Choshesh at the Sivlonot as a Kiddushin. And he gets with Adam. So, but then he asks on himself from our Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like Sivlonot nothing, because the guy that did the effective Kiddushin says Sivlonot nothing. So Abai says, no, he Rebbe, because Abai was, Rabbi was his uncle and his Rebbe. He says, Fetter, Tyra Fetter. He says it's that's different in the Mishnah. He sent Sivlonot after he sent what he believed were Kiddushin, but he never nothing. So then I do have to be Choshesh Kiddushin. Okay, now Ikita Amri is another lashon of the Gemara that someone is saying, Amar Rabba Mina Aminala, that Rabba wasn't asking a question against himself. He was bringing a proof to himself. How do I know that you do have to be Choshesh for Sivlonot? Kita Katani Taima, because we learned the reason in the Mishnah I'm not concerned about it is Shemach by Kiddushin Rishon Shalach. Because he gave it following these kiddushin which were defective, hakuhu detai. So in that case, so he made a mistake. He thought they were good kiddushin, but they weren't. Haba alma haba kiddushin. But in general, if he's sending sivlonot, I do have to be choshesh that it's kiddushin. So the gemara. So in the second version, 1 second. So in the second version, Rabbah is saying from the Mishnah, it sounds like that. That Sivlonot by themselves are a lot worse than Sivlonot following a sensible Kiddushin. But Abaye, Lom Abaye Ka'amar. Abaye says that's not a proof. In other words, it's like flipping around. Before Abaye was helping bring a proof. Now Abaye is asking a question against Rabbah. But Abaye, Lom Abaye Ka'amar. He says, no, the Mishnah means it goes without saying. Lom Abaye Ba'alma, Lom Naka, the Torah Kiddushin Klal. In other words, the Mishnah doesn't mention your case, Rabbah. In the Chinam, your case, Rabbah is a nullity. The Mishnah doesn't mention it because it's so pashut that Sivlonot by themselves are nothing. He says, Ela afilu haka, the nachat the Torah Kiddushin, but even in the case of the Mishnah, where they're already like in the parsha of Kiddushin, Ema habu Kiddushin, so I think it is Kiddushin, Kamashmalan. So Kamashmalan not. So Abayah wants to say it's not a raya from the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah takes it as a davar pashut that Sivlonot are nothing, but even in the case, because they're not even in the parsha of Kiddushin, but even in the case where they're in the parsha of Kiddushin, it's a nothing. Right. Okay, so now, my Havala, so what's the Halach L'maisa, what's the bottom line with this? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Ba'atu the Mekachi, Ba'adu Mesable, if it's the locality where people give Kiddushin, and then they send Sivlonot, Chayshinan, then he sends the Sivlonot without Kiddushin, then indeed, I would be Choshesh, like Rabbah says. Mesable, Ba'adu Mekachi, but if in this locality, they send Sivlonot, and then they do Kiddushin, lo chayshina. Then I have nothing to worry about. Everybody says not Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Mekachi b'hanam mesablai pshita. So if they usually give Kiddushin, and then they give Sivlonot, so obviously I have to be worried about things. He's sending Sivlonot. Yeah, that's like a type of Kiddushin. That's the $64,000 question. What does he mean by the Sivlonot? So he sends the Sivlonot with Adim, and they're a whole couple. So does he mean it as Kiddushin? And do I have to be Choshesh for Kiddushin? So Rabbi says you do have to be Choshesh for Kiddushin. Abai said not. And now the Gemara wants to say, so what's the Halach L'maisa? The Gemara wants to say, if in that locality, typically you give Kiddushin, then you send Sivlonot. If he sends Sivlonot by themselves, you have to be Choshesh. Maybe he means it for Kiddushin. So he says, so that's Pshit, that's obvious that I have to be Choshesh. So the Gemara says, "Lo, tzricha." The reason Rabbi had to spell it out, "Deruba." We're talking about a locality. "Deruba mekachi b'hadra mesabli." Most of the people in this place give kiddushin and they give sivlono. "Umiutim mesabli b'hadra mekachi." But then there's a minority of people. Let's say 20%, they give the simlona and then they do kiddushin. Mao de tema nechushlami uta. So maybe I would say this, you know, maybe. So I don't know which way it is. So I can be told that he did not mean this kiddushin. He's like the miut that they give simlona and the kiddushin. Kamashvalan, not this way. And I grew up bichoshesh. All right.
And how many installments can you
wait. I have a question here and it'll come to you. One second. So in other words, according to the Rav, I have to be choshesh. According to the Miyad, I wouldn't have to be choshesh. So here I'm not sure what his intent was. So he's saying so maybe I should be, you know, told that like the Miyad that it's nothing. So kamashvalan not. You want to say it's obvious that I follow the Rav. All right, the only thing is, he didn't specify what it was. Okay, give me one second. Let me see what it says here. One second. First, the usual use of the word nekush, but all right. So it sounds like from here that the Ritva is bothered. It sounds like with your question, and Ron has read. I didn't see the Ron, but that's your homework assignment tomorrow. The report tomorrow, the Ron. Okay, what do you have for me? Who's somebody else? Turn. Who spoke?
Yeah. Yeah. And how many installments can you do the pruta, the Shava pruta? In other words, can you do 10% today, 10% tomorrow, 10% the next day? That's where the siblono.
Did we have that in the first paragraph somewhere about the doing a little half kruta today, half kruta tomorrow, or something like that? I don't really remember the question. I don't know. I gotta move. I'm sorry. I don't know the answer. Okay, now. Okay, we're 10 lines. Wait, which day was this? All right. I don't know. Okay, now. Okay, tell us from the bottom. Let's say it's established there's a shtar ketubah that shows up in the shuk. And there's a different case. It says that, you know, Avram is, in other words, this is a ketubah between Avram and Sarah. He says, Mahu. In other words, that's the only evidence I have. Can I assume that they're married once I see the ketubah? So Amalei, the Chib Neishamasik Shark Tubashuk, Nasik Bakeshish, he says, because you found a Ksuba, does that mean they got married? He says, my Havala, what's the bottom line with that? Amravashi, Bashi Makashi Bahadur Kathik Tuba, if in that locality people give Kiddushin and then they write up the Ksuba, Kaishinan, Kathik Bahadur Makashi, Lo Kaishinan. But if it's locality, they write Ksuba and then they give Kiddushin, I don't have to be Foshesh for it. So the Gemara says, Makashi Bahadur Kathik Pshita. So if they do kiddushin, they write ksuba. Obviously, after the choshes says kiddushin, lo tzricha, lo shchiach safra. Says I could say that maybe the situation is a little different. That in this locality, they generally are makadish and they write the ksuba, but maybe they didn't find a sofa around. In other words, I could be told that maybe usually they do kiddushin first, they write the ksuba, but maybe the person, you know, can't find a sofa, so he has a sofa, so he's doing not like the normal way. He grabs the sofa, he says, I want to write up the ksuba now, because I don't know if you'll be around later. So maybe I shouldn't be kosher. So kamash malan, no, I'm going to go with the majority and be kosher. Okay, everybody good? Everybody happy? Okay, next Mishnah, last piece of Gemara, and then I'll be for tonight. Now, four lines above where it gets wide. Manitin, I'm a Kaddish Ishu Bita. If a person is a Kaddish woman and her daughter, that makes for an interesting pasana. He says, O Isha Ba'achota, or a woman and her sister. He says, Ka'achat, like one, Ain't a Makuda Shot. Anyway, so in other words, he let's say they could both appoint, let's say two sisters could appoint one Shliach, and he says, I'm a Kaddish both sisters simultaneously. In that Makudeshan, same thing, mother and daughter. Right. He says, there was an incident with five women. Among the five women were two sisters. One person gathered a basket filled of figs. He says, the things belong to the woman. So it was a Shemitah year. We don't understand this halacha, but the Gemara is going to explain, not tomorrow, but on Wednesday, exactly right. It was Shemitah, so it was Hefker. He was Zoche on the figs from the Hefker, even though he had collected from their field or whatever. Okay? So he says, he's got big ideas. He says, all five of you are Mekudesha to me with this basket of figs. The Kibla caught me and I kulan. And one of the women accepted on behalf of all five. So Chami said, the two sisters are not Mekudesha. The other three are, but the two sisters are out of the loop. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Second wide line. Daniel is still with us. Okay, second wide line. So Menani Mile. So where do I know that I can't be Mekadesh two sisters simultaneously? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama says the Amar Kro, the pasuk says, "Yishalach otalo tikach letzror." Don't take one woman and her sister letzror, mean that they'll be tzarot, like co-wives with each other. The Torah Amar b'shashina sutzarot zulzu, that when they're both co-wives, or would be, lo yehelo lichuchin afil ba'achat mihen. So your kiddushin is not affected. So if you, in other words, if you're Mekadesh two sisters, like at the same time, either one is Mekadesh. That's what we think. So Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rami Bar Chama, he hachi, if that's the pshat in the pasuk, so he mentions, this is the parsha of Arayo, and it mentions afterwards that whoever does this gets kari. So how can you get kari? In other words, kari would be, if I'm a Kaddish one sister, I'm married to her, and then I have relations with her sister, then I'm chayv kari. But if I try to be Mekadesh both of them and not Mekadesh either one of them, neither one is my wife, so I can't be chayv karet, you know, whatever I do with those sisters. So how do you touch up the pesukim? He says, "E kiddushin lo tafsiba." If the kiddushin are totally ineffective, karet mi mechayv. So how would he be chayv karet? Elam Rava, rather Rava says, "Krab zeh." The pasuk is talking about not simultaneously but sequentially. So if I'm a Mekadesh, say two sisters, Rachel and Leah. If I'm a Kaddish Rachel, so I can't even if I attempt to do the Kiddush with Leah, it won't be effective. But if I have relations with Leah, I'll be Chayav Kari. He says, Umanitin Kitarabba. And our Mishnah follows the Sheet of Rabba. The Amar Rabba, Kosheinu Bezeh Farzeh, that any time I can't be Kaddish two people sequentially, then I can't be Mekadesh simultaneously. So here, with the two sisters, I can't be Mekadesh both of them sequentially. I can't do Rachel 1 week and then later the next week. So I can't be Mekadesh them both simultaneously. All right. Who's had questions, comments, plus anything we did so far? All right. One second. All right. I'm going to call it a night. Okay? Anyway, let me finish the recording. 1 second.